This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I like digging holes and hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night.
How is it that the most advanced country in the world, on the planet, could be one of the last to elect a woman to be in charge? Rebecca Sive joins us now. Her book is Voter In, Your Guide to Electing Our First Woman President. We have right now, and welcome, Rebecca. Nice to see you. We have Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, Kirsten Gillibrand, Amy Klobuchar, maybe.
Right.
All in. And on the Republican side, there's still talk Nikki Haley might decide to run.
Absolutely.
Are these in the, ladies, is it their time, or are they inspired by the Hillary Clinton 2016 run?
Well, it's probably a combination of things, but these women have been out there for a long time. Harris and Klobuchar have been prosecutors. Gillibrand was in Congress. Warren in the Senate.
Right.
So it's some combination of this is something I've always wanted to do, to be a leader, and the opportunity that the Clinton-Trump election has provided.
We have to identify, or I should say own, I guess would be the word, the fact that it's harder for women is because there's not a level playing field. If a woman is loud and forceful, she's bitchy or screechy.
Yes.
If a man is loud and forceful, he's authoritative.
Exactly.
How do candidates get by that?
Well, I think that, you know, when Warren, the first piece out of the box, when Warren announced a big piece in D.C. was about, is she likable enough, and comparing her to
right.
Clinton, saying she wasn't likable. And then Warren handled it with humor. She got on the quiet car of the train and said, I understand people like women better when they're in the quiet car.
That's funny.
So I thought that was, you know, so one thing is humor. One thing is this isn't about having a beer. This is about dealing with the serious problems our country has, and here are my qualifications.
You know, there's a thing that happens that it seems like a little thing, but I think it's a big thing. Because of just the anatomy of men and the anatomy of women, and by the way, I'm not talking about below the waist, I'm talking about above the waist.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to yell at a rally and get accused of the stereotypical things that people throw out there. The microphones work. And a strong, confident, authoritative woman who says what she says should be instructed not to push it.
You know,
work within the limits that you can't control.
Well, one of the things I saw recently was that, I can't remember the exact percentage, but a majority of Americans are comfortable with a woman president.
Absolutely.
There were tens of millions of men as well as women who voted for Hillary Clinton. So we've sort of, my view is we've kind of done it once. We can do it again in 2020 if we're so motivated.
Rebecca, there's something happening in this country because you're seeing with women's marches and just this past weekend, but we've seen in the last couple of years millions of women and men, but women coming out and making their voice heard.
Right.
They become more of a voting bloc. Do you see that this is not necessarily just against the president of the United States, but this is a move in which, it almost is a demand for a woman president.
There's no question about it. You're absolutely right. I think that the realization that a very qualified woman was defeated by what's clear now to many, an unqualified man for that particular job.
Unqualified would be an upgrade.
All right. Couldn't
welcome
agree
to the,
with you more,
welcome
Steve.
To the Steve Cochran Show.
Thank you. I agree. So, yes, that created this outpouring. There were over 250,000 people coming right outside our window here down Michigan Avenue. So, yes, there's this combination of a push and a pull, and the idea that the people who are on it will keep moving and keep working.
There are some issues that are very specific to women in this country. Of course, you know, healthcare becomes one. But another is, I think, the disparity in pay, as we see in the corporate levels. Are those the kind of issues that when you talk about the need for a woman president, that the hope would be that a woman would be able to address some of these societal issues that continually be brought up on the campaign trail but are swept under the rug as if nothing can be done about it?
You know, on the issue of equal pay, when my speeches, I've been saying to people, and I get a lot of nodding heads, I don't believe there's a woman in this country, whatever her job has been, made to CEO who hasn't experienced wage discrimination. So you're absolutely right. I think that issues like equal pay and access to health care are fundamental platforms on which women can come together and look at the women candidates and see that they've had a long history on these issues, all of them, and are committed to do something.
Now, you mentioned the Donald Trump effect on the emergence of people being ready more for a female president.
Right.
Had this not happened, were we not ready, you know, in the last election, and we needed this horrible thing to happen in order to now we're ready?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's really, I think we were ready. I think the proof is that Clinton won the popular vote. It's only because of the constitutional anomaly of the Electoral College.
And some bad campaign decisions, and that's
it. Well, they all make bad campaign decisions, but, you know, do you win the game or not? And she won the popular vote game. So I think that it didn't require, to answer your question,
the current administration
to create the sentiment that, yes, we can have a woman president. We like this platform. She talked about equal pay, to go back to Justin's point. The president really didn't. So I think that, you know, my view is we did it once. We can do it again this time for real.
Rebecca Sive is here. Her new book, and by the way, she speaks all over the country, and she's an expert on all things to try to get women elected to the highest place. Well, it's true. Voter In, Your Guide to Electing Our First Woman President. Buy three copies, one for you, one because you'll lose one, and one for your mom, your sister, or maybe your brother as well. So if we grant that it's an unfair playing field and it's not level.
I believe one of her chapters is the future is nasty.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Do women
it's not going to be a we're ready,
walk.
Let's just make this happen. Yeah.
Do women candidates have to demand equality as opposed to expecting it'll be given based on qualifications?
I think American history has shown, unfortunately, that people who have sought equality have had to fight for it, whether it's people of color or women or disabled people. So I don't think equality gets handed. I think you assert your right to equality, and then you fight to get it. So my expectation is that women candidates for whatever office have to fight for equal opportunity.
What about the other countries that actually have elected women to prime ministerships or to the highest office in whatever country they're in, who are generally believed to be not as developed as this country? What do they get that we don't?
Well, in most of the countries where we've seen women CEOs, women executives in political office, they are prime ministers selected, voted on by their party, not by the general electorate. So if you look at Margaret Thatcher or Theresa May or Golda Meir or Indira Gandhi, those are all countries with parliamentary systems. I think you're right. There are some other countries that are much smaller that have had popular elections of women. But it's not the norm anywhere. And I also believe, being, my friends will laugh when they hear this, an eternal optimist, that once we elect one woman, and I talk about this in Voter In, I think that the doors will open to executive power for women all over the place.
Not to take away the legacy of Mayor Byrne, but we're seeing two women here in Chicago right now, and Tody Prinkwell and Preckwinkle, Susana Mendoza, but also other candidates as well that are running campaigns. There could be a woman of color who could be the mayor of Chicago, which is hard to think of for all the dailies that have been here for the last quarter century. What should we look for as if we want to be educated on how women face a tougher road? I mean, we see with Senator Harris right now, Kamala Harris, there's already talk about where she was born.
Exactly.
You're starting to get to this point where what are the
She's got
words.
The double, she's got an ethnic background and a female. So
what are some of the things we should pay attention to as an electorate to show that the press or the opponent, opposition party, are not being fair to a woman running for president?
Great question, Justin. I think we should look at questions to start with of likability. Right? That question was not asked of the male candidates who've announced in the way it was asked of Elizabeth Warren. Appearance, you've heard lots of comments, both positive and, well, what's this all about Kamala Harris, about age in the case of Elizabeth Warren. So there are these kind of traditional ways of measuring women. You all have to be young and beautiful and skinny, which is, of course, totally ridiculous, but broader measures that should not be applied. And I think that if you're in a conversation where someone says, oh, gee whiz, I just don't like Elizabeth Warren. Well, what is it that you like so much about the guys who are running? Are you evaluating these people equally? So I would say, male or female, if you're in a conversation, just say, everyone deserves a fair shake, right?
Yeah, let's pick the best candidate.
Exactly. Look at these people and their qualifications. Look at what they've done. Look at the policies they've enunciated.
The irrational anger for Hillary Clinton last time was just out of the box.
Right.
What the analogy you just brought up, I brought up to friends of mine many times. She was eminently qualified.
Right.
And again, I thought she ran a terrible campaign. But having said that, she did win 3 million more votes.
Exactly.
And her qualifications were clear.
Right.
She made plenty of mistakes on the way up. But the anger that I heard from people was, I don't like her. And when you challenge them
right.
on what is it you don't like and how is Trump
right.
better, they had no answer.
There's a funny, funny piece published by McSweeney's a couple of weeks ago. I'll send it over about this exactly what you're talking about, Steve, that the first thing was, well, I just don't like her. I can't really tell you why, but hey. And now it's, Elizabeth, name your candidate, right? It's what I see it as, I also talk about this in the book a lot, is about the fear of women having ultimate executive power. A woman's going to tell me what to do?
You know what's idiotic?
That ain't happening.
You know, I know we're out of time here, but what's idiotic about that is we rightfully listen to women in our lives all the time. We listen
right.
to our moms. We listen to our sisters. We
Absolutely.
Listen to women all the time. We listen to our daughters,
mm-hmm.
and we're better for it.
Well, I think yes.
So why is it we're afraid of having decisions from a woman at the top?
I think because the power, the political
power. It's the last chance for us men to control things.
Well, Steve, let's talk about that some more.
Rebecca, you're welcome here anytime. I like the work you're doing, and I hope you'll continue because I think there is probably a better chance than ever before that we're going to crack that shell, break that ceiling.
Great.
And there also needs to be some credit given to these women because of every position they've held prior to maybe running for the race, president has been with these opposition, which is more difficult than the male path.
Yeah.
And so they're that much
right.
stronger and smarter and more experienced than, say, somebody who was on the male side of, it's something to consider. It's an extra qualification that I don't think women are given credit for.
This is a really important point to the point of we listen to women. A lot of women have a lot more experience. They work their way up the ladder. These women who are running for president are proof of that. They have the experience. They know what they're doing.
And Rebecca just said something that I hope will ring in your ears, regardless how you feel about Hillary Clinton or the book, and that is elect the best person.
Yes.
Don't assume it's a man.
Right.
And don't assume it's a woman. Elect the best person, but
exactly.
be open to the idea
right.
of one of these women or another woman who we may not even have in the race yet.
Right. Absolutely.
Rebecca Sive. The book is called Voter In, Your Guide to Electing Our First Woman President, available wherever books are sold. Or if you're a friend of Rebecca's, tell her you want one for free. nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks, Rebecca.